News. I'm Laura Winters. The Pentagon finally launching strikes in Iraq and Syria after Iran-backed proxy groups killed 3 members of the U.S. military last week. At least 85 targets hit. B-1 bombers flown from here in the U.S. to the Middle East to carry out the strikes. The bodies of the 3 sergeants, 2 women ages 23 and 24, and 1 man who was 46, flown back to Dover Air Force Base Friday in Delaware. President Biden, First Lady Jill, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on hand for the somber ceremony. In other news, New York City launching a $50 million program to hand out prepaid credit cards to illegal aliens. Administrators from Democrat Mayor Eric Adams' office will begin handing out the prepaid credit cards to families being housed in New York City hotels. The Immediate Response Card Initiative appears to be similar to the state's food stamp program called SNAP, which provides lower-income New Yorkers with a credit card to cover the cost of food. This freebie comes as New York City police say the latest crime wave is illegal aliens who have formed pickpocketing teams who are stealing wallets, purses, and cell phones from unsuspecting patrons at restaurants and bars in Manhattan. At least 4 of the illegal alien men involved in assaulting 2 police officers last weekend in Times Square, kicking them in the head, were arrested and set free on no bail, and they have reportedly boarded a bus to California. New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul asked about the crime. She tells reporters these men should be deported. Carl Weathers, best known for playing Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies, has died. He was 76 years old. He was born in New Orleans and had a 50-year career in movies and TV. He first appeared in the iconic role of Apollo Creed in Rocky back in 1976. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To Capitol Hill now, where no charges being filed against the 2 men who had sex on a desk in a Senate hearing room, USA's John Schaefer reports.
The inquiry into an online video showing a congressional aide engaging in sexual activity within a Senate hearing room is now being ended by authorities. U.S. Capitol Police say no evidence of criminal activity has been found. Following the revelation of the scandal late last year, Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, a Democrat, declared that the implicated aide no longer had employment in his office.
In USA News for Your Health, there is word those high-energy drinks with caffeine may be bad for you. USA's Corey Myers with the very latest.
According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts.
Taking a look now at your money, a big burst in hiring taking place in January. The government says 353,000 jobs added. That's almost twice what economists had predicted for the month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says unemployment at 3.7%. Strong tech earnings leading to a positive session on Wall Street. The Dow gaining 134 points to close at 38,654 Friday at the closing bell. That's a record. The Nasdaq up 267 points. The S&P 500 up 52 points. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.